Inequality persists, promises unkept, a nation reckons. Al Jazeera reports that South Africa's annual Mandela Day has become less celebration than audit, the country measuring itself against a vision of freedom that independence alone never delivered. The gap between Mandela's dream and what the transition actually produced grows harder to ignore. Thoreau has the first word today, then Hildegard.
The name Mandela is new to me. Apartheid is a new word. Apartheid is a new word. But the shape beneath them is not new. You have seen it. The institution of the dead, the law, the border, the deed signed in ink, no living hand guided, closing its scaly folds around the living. I watched it and conquered. The selectman's ledger outlived the selectman. The railroad charter outlived the surveyor. The mortgage outlived the farmer who signed it with a cross. At Walden, the ice goes out in April. One morning the pond is a white sheet. By noon the wind has broken it into flows that grind against the shore. The water does not ask permission. It does not wait for a committee to declare the season turned. It turns. The pickerel weed pushes up through the black mud whether the deed says it may or not. You commemorate a man who walked out of a cell. Good. But the cell was built by laws that still stand. The land was divided by surveys that still hold. The gold in the reef still flows to the same vaults. A day of service, 67 minutes, is a clean gesture. It is not the ice going out. We have seen this before. The monument outlasts the memory. The researcher is more memorable than the researched. The crowd admires the mist and calls it progress. The bean rows I hoed did not care for my intentions. They cared for the hoe.
The burning light showed me a king who would not be king, a man who carried the cross of his people into the stone cell and came out with his hands still open. I saw this in the wheel of the year when the greening power should have risen. The soil was turned, the seed blessed, but the rain did not come. Viridis does not fail. It is the tending that fails. The body politic, like the body of the nun who fasts until her veins show blue at the wrist, eats its own substance when the promise is not fed. You know this. Your house at the edge of the forest has waited 20 years for the millstream the abbot swore would run. The charter sits in the chest. The water does not. Bernard wrote to Eugenius that the spirit blows where it will, not where the mitre points. I told Frederick to his face that he propped up antipopes while the church bled, and the interdict from mines silenced my antiphons for a year, because I would not exhume a man the bishops had cast out. But the earth had already received. The law is not the life. The charter is not the rain. The greening power returns only when the dry root is broken open. We have seen this before. The question is whether the hand that holds the hoe remembers how to dig.
The story ran in Al Jazeera. Mandela's refusal of the crown, the choice to leave power rather than wield it absolutely, cut against every instinct of the men who held him in the stone cell and against most of what power teaches. That's old news for today.